The conference paves the path to a sustainable global future, one that ensures the well-being of all people and the planet. This includes agreement on financing for specific areas where significant investments are needed, such as in energy, technology, transport, water, and sanitation. Margaret Nowicki served as conference spokesperson.
The UN can be satisfied because member states have come together and negotiated a very strong Addis Ababa action agenda, which is going to provide the framework for financing the Sustainable Development Goals, which we hope will be adopted in September at the Summit on Sustainable Development.
The action agenda has countries committing to promoting affordable and stable access to credit for smaller enterprises. The outcome means good news for people like Aznakech Thomas. She's a coffee exporter from Ethiopia. At the Ethiopian Village Exhibition, she served samples of what's arguably her country's greatest export.
To me, developing Ethiopia is developing the farmers.
Change, she said, begins with one person.
Change in the community starts with one person. If you're going to change the life of 20, you only need one. So from 5 farmers, we ended up now 17,000 farmers in my district, in my area. Training the farmers is developing the country. If the farmers are trained, they'll pick the red cherry, and that will make the quality of coffee. And the quality of coffee they make and the better price they are paid.
Meanwhile, Robert Aseda from Kenya worked to translate the diplomatic jargon at the conference into language young people could understand. Robert blogged from Addis Ababa on behalf of NAYA, the Network for Adolescent and Youth of Africa.
One thing that I'm most happy about is the issue of gender equality and the way it has been incorporated into the whole agenda as a cross-cutting issue. I think the language, especially on women empowerment and the issues of young people, are key critical steps.
As Margaret Nowicki, the conference spokesperson, pointed out, what happened in Addis will feed into the Sustainable Development Goals, or the SDGs. The goals will form the new global development agenda for the next 15 years, aimed at eradicating poverty while protecting the environment. Deanne Penn, United Nations.